This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. I'll have today's stories coming right up. There was a time I spent a lot of time in a radio studio every day in downtown Chicago underneath all that concrete and steel. What I enjoy now so much is being out and about visiting on farms and ranches. And one thing I hear from you producers all the time is how you are under increasing pressure to find efficiencies wherever and whenever you can. Well, the folks at Mystic Lubricants want you to know they can help you do that by extending the life of your equipment and avoiding costly breakdowns with their products like the JT8 Super Heavy Duty Engine Oils, JT6 Mystic Grease, JT5 Universal Trans Hydraulic Fluid. Those products, maybe they can take a little bit of the pressure off your shoulders, producers, whenever possible, because these products are formulated to stand up to the relentless pressures of heavy use in extreme conditions. That's lubrication domination, all right. Find your local Mystic distributor or retailer by going to the website, mysticlubes.com. Let me spell it for you. Of course, you know how to spell it. That's MYSTIKlubes.com. Federal officials say school teachers and administrators can watch for certain signs of a troubled student who could bring violence into the building. Among the early indications of potential trouble are when students become noticeably depressed, start expressing feelings of alienation, or exhibit dramatic mood, appearance, and behavior changes. These guidelines come not from the U.S. Department of Education, but from the United States Secret Service. Oh, and this isn't the first time that agency has put out information to avoid school attacks. They've done it before. 16 years ago. From This Week in Agribusiness, the nation's cattlemen are making it clear where they stand on the regulation of laboratory-produced fake meat. A director of governmental affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Danielle Beck, said the U.S. Department of Agriculture should have the oversight of that stuff. At a meeting hosted by the Food and Drug Administration this week, Beck said that the stated goal of that public meeting was to provide interested parties and the public with an opportunity to comment on the technology and the regulations related to lab-grown fake meat technology. But she noted the Department of Agriculture wasn't even afforded a role in that public meeting. It was an extensive search in central Nebraska this week for a man who went missing from a corn detasseling crew. His body was found after searchers walking shoulder to shoulder in a line of 75 walked those fields looking for the man in his 50s. They located him about 15 miles northwest of Grand Island, Nebraska. It's fair season with some great county fairs underway already and certainly more to come. And what's the strangest thing you recall from a fair event? Share it with me if you would please on Twitter at Max Armstrong. I mean, things like husband calling, hog calling, the rotten sneaker contest, the rubber chicken throwing, those all come to mind. Oh, the llama costume contest. If you can top those, message me. Twitter at Max Armstrong. That's today's Midwest Digest. It's been brought to you by the folks at Mystic Lubricants. MysticLubes.com. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a great weekend.